just like Thursday night, it was tight, but it felt even more like a battle out there tonight.
Yeah, I felt like, again, we didn't start real well. But the few adjustments that we made, the guys were receptive and they were able to put it into game action right away. So we definitely increased a lot of our chances, especially in overtime. But like you said, at one point there, we were kind of letting the third period, everyone was just kind of going through their shifts and their rotation. And it was time to make a push. And what a big goal by Billingsley and RD getting up and closing on the wall, and Trusio just put the puck in the net. And we've seen a similar one last night with Radulov, just being in front of the blue paint and getting two whacks at it. So it was a somewhat similar goal.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was shooting in between the benches for the third period. And I can really hear you trying to inspire the guys to just get some energy.
Yeah.
And stay in it. Do you feed off of their energy just as much as they probably feed off of yours?
Yeah, I mean, for me, being a head coach, it's important for me to remain calm and think clearly, like you said, you being down there, and there was a point in the third period that they were falling asleep, and at that point I said, listen, you can't wait for someone else to do it. You got to go and do it, and I was trying to insert some energy, and then for the most part, guys will start kind of being rah rah rah. And I mean, again, it doesn't do anything unless you do it on the ice, but it will signal them to say, hey, listen, like it can't just be on autopilot. And that feeling is you're on the highway and you're kind of driving, all of a sudden you miss 10 exits and you can't remember where you are because there's nobody on the road, and you're not going to be successful in the playoffs if you're on autopilot. So you need to insert yourself, and from then we made a little push and we got a good bounce. So.
Absolutely. So you tie it up, you get back out there in overtime, and overtime is just back and forth, and guys are all over the place.
Yeah.
That had to have been an exciting.
It was. I really felt like, we outshot them 12-5 in overtime. We missed the net at least five times, They obviously had a couple real good chances there. But I feel like they were off broken plays. They were off, kind of really just them trying to really get relief from our pressure. We controlled the play the entire overtime. And I really feel like in the last, two and a half periods of both games, we were the better team. And we needed to win one game. We wanted to do it the first one, and then we're on to the next one. So, again, all we need to do is win one, and that's what we're sticking with. And no matter what it was, we got to win one, and that's on Tuesday night.
Absolutely. What does it say for the resiliency of your team? They keep pushing, like you say, in the second and third periods. Mm-hmm. They're really coming out and they're dominating, they're shooting, and they're putting pressure in the offensive zone quite a bit, forechecking well, all of those kinds of things. Indicative of your team throughout the season, that they really have a lot of pushback in them and determination?
Yeah, I both myself, Kerry and Peter, the ownership, really believe that, to make some noise in the playoffs, you have to have a veteran group. And we have that here. And, guys like McLean and Valerani, won championships before, Chris Roget, David Lang, these guys, Zach Fucali's resume speaks for itself at his age, what he's accomplished. So, when you've been through that, it's experience that you need to understand. You just have to be calm and you have to stick with it. And at times we didn't, but for the most part we did. So, you can only draw on those feelings if you experience that. And we have obviously a good mix of young guys, and that keeps the older guys honest and pushes them, because you really eat what you kill, and it's based on performance, and it's my job to make sure I put guys in that aren't performing and are. So, they really just stuck with it these last couple of games. I will say, they were nervous in the starts. It wasn't our group. We didn't do it our way in the beginning. And I think you guys being here watching the games live, you can see that. We started to play, and then really when we tied the game up, you really start to see our team. And I'd really like to see if we can get a lead to understand how they just settle in and not chase and not cheat to make it happen. It's not going to happen in life or in the game. So.
You think that's going to be a little bit easier with three games at home coming up now, and come out with a little, not maybe with as much nerves and more confidence in a home building?
Yeah, I really like the 2-3-2 setup for the road team. Obviously, if you get the first one, the pressure's on them big time. You get two going back home. We didn't do that, but I played in the minor leagues most of my life and won three championships with a team of six and seven leagues, and I always heard the pushback. Well, there's only six teams, only seven teams, and my response would always be, well, if it was so easy, why didn't anybody else do it? So, look, it's extremely difficult. to win one playoff game. And I think what our group found tonight was they found that feeling. And let's not take anything for granted. Let's be ready to go on Tuesday. And if we give the same effort and same execution and get better, then I like our chances.